Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
It is Radio Pulpit. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. Give you the sounds of Spirit of Praise Choir. Give it all to Jesus. And we're sitting on 14 minutes just after 2 right here on 657 AM. So family, I'm with you up until 3, and at 3 o'clock, do you have any Johan Elsa's hello to you on something else? And afterwards at 4 o'clock, Lukomkwedi Puti says hello to you on Spectrum Tot Ses Ir. And after Ses Ir, you have Dwayne. And you have Dwayne with sports. And we are always excited for this lineup every Monday. We thank God for the opportunity to can serve and also meet with family. And at this current moment and time, I'm excited to be talking to Once More Six. And I know that Luco spoke to him on Friday. Was it on Friday or on Thursday? But I know that Luco spoke to him, and he is with us yet again. He will be recording his DVD live. I don't know if it's just a DVD or everything live. And he is joining us. Marawari Rob, he is looking black and white. We don't see his face. Hi, once more. How are you?
Very, very well. How are you
doing? Now we can see you. How are you, sir?
How are you today?
No, we're blessed of the
Lord.
I'm good. Tell us about your recording that's coming.
Yes. My recording that's coming on the 23rd of September, which is next week. Monday. So people panic when I say Monday.
Yeah.
But that's because the next day is a holiday. It's Heritage Day. So when you look at it, it's like a Friday evening where you're going to an event and the next day you're just sitting at home. You're not in a rush for anything. But by God's grace, God has given me another opportunity to record, and I'm so excited about it. The recording is called Remnant, and it's happening at a church in Pretoria called 3CI. And tickets are available at Pick and Pay and web tickets, and it's going to be amazing. We have a choir, and the choir is made up of different worship team members from different churches. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we are sitting on 86 members in the choir. So it's an absolutely big choir, which means
it's bigger than Joyous. It's huge.
It's big.
It reminds me of when we were growing up and we were listening to your Hezekiah Walkers. Those were the big choirs.
Yeah.
Now you're giving us exactly what we used to have.
yep. Something like that. So it's really bringing back that big sound. It's a sound just full of people who love God. You know, we met for the first time with the choir yesterday for a rehearsal, and that room was charged up with worship. We had an amazing time. We almost did not finish, because when we were trying to wrap up, it just went somewhere else, and the Holy Spirit just filled the room. And for another 45 minutes or so, we were just praying and worshiping and enjoying God's presence. So I can assure you that if you're coming, when you are coming to this recording, you're going to have an amazing time. I mean, I have people who are coming from Botswana, Swaziland, Lesotho, from the UK, all over the world, people are coming through to attend the recording. So I'd really encourage and send out the invitation to anyone who has been following my ministry, that get your ticket. Those tickets are moving. Get your ticket and join us on the 23rd of this month, next week Monday, for Once More Six's live DVD recording.
So are they selling like hotcakes? Are you saying that to us?
Like, if there's something that sells more than hotcakes, that's the one I'm talking about.
So, what can we expect on the 23rd? Because you met with the choir for the first time and the Spirit of the Lord reminded you of what happened when King Solomon was just about to bless the house and opened the house of the Lord, and the worshippers, they couldn't stop. And this is where you found yourselves. Yes. So what can we expect? What is God saying about the 23rd?
Sure. More than anything, I've been echoing to my team that this is going to be more than songs. This is going to be more than just the songs that you are coming for. We are rehearsing, preparing so much, but we are ready to be unnecessary when God starts moving. We are ready to move aside and allow God to do what He wants to do in the room. And if the rehearsal we had is anything to go by, my God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, you are going to get transformed, delivered, set free. You are going to be revived, restored, and you are going to enjoy so much more than just songs and God's presence on this recording. So you will have an amazing time. Do not miss it. So many new songs, beautiful songs, and
things, because I was going to ask you about the songs.
Oh, yes. We have so many new songs. There's a song that I'm doing with Pastor Michael David. And there's a song that I'm doing with Muso Worship. So, listen, we have amazing people on there. And this beautiful choir, you will want the sound. Joseph Magola, my producer, he said the sound of the choir sounds like a big hug.
Wow.
It just sounds like the Lord is giving you a big hug. That's what the choir sounds like. So we're going to have an amazing time. Come through. You don't want to miss it.
Mm-hmm. So it starts what time?
Doors open at 6 and we start at 7 on the dot.
Oh, okay, doors open at 6 and then at 7 o'clock you start up until late into the night, just praising and worshiping the Lord.
Just praising and worshiping, yes.
You know, we normally prepare people for camps, we prepare people for conferences, we are like, hey, come, prepare yourself. So in terms of worship, we're just going to be soaked in the presence of the Father. How do we prepare ourselves for this? Because where once more is, we know there's no performance. That aren't we sure of. No performance. But there's worshiping genuinely in the presence of the Lord. So how do we prepare ourselves for such a meeting?
I think the one thing that we've misaligned, it's our expectations. We come to the recordings with expectations of how's the sound, how does the music sound like, how is the music arranged, and all of that. If the priority of our expectations can be, is the Lord there? Are they worshiping the one true God? You know, does it come from the heart? Is the music contextually? Are the songs written from scripture? Are the songs echoing scripture? If our expectations can start there and just expect the Lord, I think that will make the day. Yeah. That will make the recording. Yeah.
But now, how did once more come about and changed everything? Don't mind your choir. We understand you have a choir in the house, so we love your choir. And we understand that they are also, that they're practicing as well, getting ready for the 23rd.
She's getting ready for the 23rd.
Yeah, well, let me greet Mtutuzi Nkosi Dlamini from Durban Lamontville Center. Hi, we're expecting you on the 23rd, Mtutuzi, at 3CI Church. Now, how did once more come out totally different from everyone, when everybody else was more concerned about the sound, when everybody else was more concerned about not just the sound, but also the the performance, if people would love it, how people would receive him.
Yeah.
And then there comes Once More Six. How? Who's this dude? And this dude comes and he's totally different. He's not all about that. He's all about Christ. He's all about ministering to you, that whatever that you are hearing, it should minister to you and connect you with the Father. How did that come about? I mean, your ministry is totally different from everybody else's ministry. You're more concerned about worship itself. Are we worshiping the true God? Are we doing it right? So how does that come about? Oh my, we just got cut off there with Once More Six. I'm not quite sure what's happening there, but this is Once More Six, and you can talk to us as we continue. Let me reconnect with him.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Give you the sounds of Once More Six here on our knees. And that song, I can really say it's an anthem. Everywhere around the globe, it's an anthem. You go to the Porter's house with Reverend T.D. Jakes and they sing that. You go anywhere in Nigeria, they sing Here on Our Knees. You're on Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Heart to Heart. I'm not alone. I'm talking to Once More Six, the man himself, Pietra. Let me hear what Pietra says. I think Pietra was talking to us before I take a call on the line. How? Pietra Varesye. Okay. All right. Let me take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed, Bill. How are you, Sisters?
I am so blessed. Welcome, Babunkosi.
Amen. How are you once more?
Very well, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. I'll first
I'm
want
good,
to
I'm
know.
I'm good, Mr. Nkos.
Yeah, I'll first want to know. Is Six your surname?
Yes, sir. It is my surname.
Okay. You know, this is Morgan.
Yes, sir.
This song. It's too much.
Yeah.
You know, these are kinds of songs that I'm definitely sure, and I can feel when I play them that even God is happy where he is.
Yeah.
Sure. Because you can feel that this song, it comes from the child of God.
Yeah.
It don't just come from a singer.
Yeah.
Or a musician.
Mm-mm.
No. You know, even when you listen to it walking or sleeping, you can see yourself spiritually being on your knees.
Yeah.
You don't need to be on your knees physically. You become on your knees spiritually with this song. No, once more. So, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Hold
yes,
on sir. To what you are doing and hold on to your helper. You are blessing us.
Yeah.
This song is blessing me so dearly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sisters.
Thank you so much, Babunkosi. Blessings. Wow. Babunkosi says it comes from a worshiper, not just a musician. And it goes with what I asked you earlier before we got cut off, that we're not with true worship, and you're like, you're restoring the walls that have been broken.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I think Obaba Nkosi put it so well that the song comes from a child of God, and I think that's my priority, is being a child of God first before anything else. So before I'm an artist, before I'm a celebrity, before I'm a minister, I'm a child of God first. Before I'm a husband, before I'm a father, I'm a child of God. And then every other title flows from the title of me being a child of God. And that honors everything else because I honor him. So in my worship, it's the same system. Everything I do, it's not just music, it's not just me writing songs. It's me trying to honor God with every little part of my life. My worship starts with how I treat my wife. My worship starts with how I raise my kids. My worship starts with how I treat other people. And if these other things do not make God happy, my songs are useless. My songs are just noise to the Father in heaven. So my worship stems not just from my songs, but my worship stems out of my lifestyle. I'm trying by God's grace to please God, not just with my songs, but with everything and every part of my life. And I believe God honors that, you know, from that overflow. That's you just in my songs, you're just getting an overflow of me as a child of God. It's an overflow of me just trying by all means to make God happy.
So, wow.
The song is the last expression of worship, and I think that's where we miss it a lot as artists, that we try and worship God with songs so much when everything in our lives is not worshiping.
It's not worshiping God. We are out of sync.
It's not the balance is not balancing, you know? It has to be the other way around, where the lifestyle is the first song of worship. That's the one God listens to first.
Before you can open your mouth.
Yes. The lifestyle is your loudest song of worship.
All right.
You know, the Lord said, we'll know them by their fruits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. And the fruits are telling right now with the kind of music that is coming out from Once More Six. The fruits are telling. Let's hear what Pietra said, because I'm not quite sure what happened to your audio that side. Pietra, let's hear from this side.
That's my church. Crazy eye. Come on, buy tickets.
It's her church and she's buying tickets.
Oh,
3CI is her church and she's buying tickets. Pietra, that's so awesome. Buy the tickets. Buy the tickets, that's web tickets. Remember it's happening on the 23rd. And once more mentioned that on the 24th, it's a holiday. So you can relax on the 24th, but spend time in the presence of the Lord on the 23rd. From 6 o'clock, the doors opened, and 7 o'clock, sharp, they start. And it's going to continue until then. And worship is a lifestyle. That's what Once More is saying. Worship is a lifestyle. Babu Nkosi asked you, I think this is a question I asked you two years ago, when I was like, okay, so is Once More your name? Is Six your surname?
Yes, that question. I think that question, I should just get used to it. I should just prepare my heart.
I think the Lord wanted to single you out to be different, totally different from everyone. We can't miss it. When you say Once More, we know who Once More is. So yeah, Once More is his name. Six is his surname. And yes, he is a worshiper indeed. So what happens when you come up with a new song? Like now you're coming up with new songs for the recording on the 23rd. What happens? What comes into play when you're doing all of that?
So I write a lot. I think God has given me the gift of writing songs. But I came to realize that the songs that really strike my heart are not the songs that I sit down and write.
Okay.
The songs that really make a difference are the songs that I wait for.
Is it possible for once more to be there on the 23rd and a new song comes into once more's heart and we're recording it? Does it work that way as
well? Very possible. Very, very possible. Because how we've planned the recording, like I said, we prepare to give God space to move. So I haven't prepared to fill up the night with my songs. I've prepared in such a way that if God shows up, I'm ready to put my songs to the side and allow God to do what he wants to do. So if on the night we are praying or singing another song, and in that moment God brings another song, we are singing the song that the Lord wants us to sing. Everything that I do takes second priority, but God will be the first one we honor and the only one we honor that night. So definitely, if a new song comes up, which is most likely to happen, we are definitely lifting up that sound to the heavens.
So now, how do you choose the people that you work with? Because you get to work with people who understand the calling of God upon your life as Once More Six. So when you are releasing a sound, when you release whatever sound that you're releasing or album that you're releasing, the people have to move with you. Nobody should be at the east when you are at the west. So you should be moving together. Yeah. How do you choose the people that you're working with? And we have seen in the past with Muso Worship, with other worshippers working together with you, Bobongi and Colin, Cairo, who've been working with you as well. What's her name again? Takalani Cairo, working with you and others working with you. So, so how do you get the people who work with you? How do you choose them?
No, the Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. I think the more you listen to God is the more he guides you. And if you really pay attention, I mean, we always trust God with things like choosing the right partner, choosing the right church. I trust the voice of the Holy Spirit for every little decision that I make. I really try and depend on him for every little thing, including people to work with. And so far, the Lord has never failed me. He has connected me with people with the same heart, people with the same agenda, people who just want to honor God, people who just want to love on God, where our reason for worship is just that, worship and nothing else, where we are not trying to be celebrities, we are not trying to be famous, to be known, we are not trying to record the next hit. All we're trying to do is worship God and to inspire the church to do the same. And God has been faithful in connecting me with the right people. I can only credit the people around me and the people I'm working with to being led by the Holy Spirit. I think I've just been helped by God. It's God's grace.
Sure. And the remnant, how did you come about with that? What does it mean with the remnant live recording?
Remnant. You know, I had such a big concern. I call it the Elijah syndrome, where I feel like sometimes we fall into the trap of thinking, if I'm Once More Six and I sing and God moves in the room, I start developing a character and an attitude that says, when I get to a place, if God didn't move through me, then he won't move through anyone else.
Yeah.
It's as if we are developing a mentality that says, I'm the one God uses and I'm the one who's been chosen for this season. And we forget that this kingdom is a kingdom of the body of Christ. And in the body are many members, and all of those members have an important role to play. So I'm not the only one God is using. And we've equated anointing to fame. We think that because someone is famous, because they are well known, we think that they are chosen. And being famous is not equal to being chosen. Being famous is not equal to being used by God. Being famous does not mean anointed, you know? So there are so many people that are unknown. There are so many people that are not on TV. They've not released any music. but they are highly and greatly used by God. And I'm just trying to remind people that there's a remnant. There are people that are there, mm-hmm. even if they are not famous, but they love God and they are being used by God mightily. And I'm trying to inspire those people to say, stand boldly and continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever you are. You are still called by God. You are still used by God. And you are still anointed, even if you're not a celebrity, even if you're just a church member. But we are a remnant. It's not just celebrities. It's not just the people you know. But if you are a child of God, you love God and you honor God with everything that you are. You are the remnant. So that's what we are announcing on that night.
Wow. We're taking the sounds off Musa Worship. Musa Worship is led by Once More Six. Jesus is Coming Back is the title of the song we give you at this moment. We're coming back to wrap it up with Once More Six.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
That is Musa Worship on the lead. Once More Six. Jesus is Coming Back. And yes, my family, we're sitting on 8 minutes just before 3 at 3 o'clock. Germany, Johan L. says hello to you. And afterwards, Lukum Kwedi Puti says hello on Spectrum. Right now, we are wrapping it up with Once More Six. Wow. That song says, get ready. It's time for us to get ready because our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again. Mm-hmm. Talking to the remnant that is left. Yes. We are the remnant that is left after some parts or the greater part of our Christianity. Some parts have been used and some were removed, some were destroyed. But hey, continue with the quality, the true Jesus that's in our lives. But it's happening on the 23rd. Of September, a ticket goes for 350 at Web Tickets or Pick and Pay. And you can be part of the Remnant live recording at 3CI Church, which is in Pretoria. Is it Zwavelpoort? How do you say that? Zwavelpoort? Is it in Zwavelpoort?
Yes.
All right. Your closing statements to us at Once More Six, and we wish you all the best with the recording. I know it takes quite a lot. But we thank God for opening that door, that you bring out a new sound that is needed for this season, that is going to heal. There are people who need it for healing, restoration, and all. But what are your closing statements to us?
Firstly, I cannot wait to see everyone at Remnant on the 23rd of September. Get your tickets. It's going to be amazing. We have people from Lesotho, Botswana, Swaziland, the UK. I have friends from the US who also said they're considering coming. So join us. It's going to be amazing. The world will be in the room. And secondly, love God, love God's people, and love God's work, and you will not go wrong. Live a life of worship. Don't just sing songs of worship.
Wow. Once more, thank you so much for holding on unto the cross, holding on unto our Lord Jesus Christ. And you're still humbled through it all. You are showing the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. You humbled as you are. I mean, you've traveled the world, but hey, we're talking to once more. And still reflecting our Lord Jesus Christ. All of the best, all of God's best. May he sing through you. May he touch through you and heal and restore and do more through you. Thank you so much for talking to us. All of the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And family, we are not missing it on the 23rd at 3CI at Zwaffelpoort in Pretoria at 3CI Church, starting from 7 o'clock. Do get your tickets. The 23rd is a it's a normal day, but you can go. He says it's a Friday. Look at it as a Friday because the 24th, it's a holiday. So you can use that holiday, the 24th, to rest. So do get your tickets and let's meet on the 23rd at 3CI. I am signing out. You and I, my family, are meeting again on Monday. Now because once more Six said it's Friday. Now I'm saying on Monday. No, we are meeting tomorrow, same time, same place. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And we say hello, Germany, Johan Els, leaving you with the sounds of musical worship. Be still and know.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.